technology could be used in many different ways. On the one hand, we could use it to design cows, pigs, and chickens who grow faster and produce more meat without any thought about the suffering we inflict on these animals. On the other hand, we could use biotechnology to create clean meat, real meat that is grown from animal cells without any need of raising and slaughtering entire creatures. If we follow that path, biotechnology may well be transformed from the nemesis of farm animals into their salvation. It could produce the meat so many humans crave without taking such an enormous toll on the planet, since growing meat is much more efficient than raising animals to later turn into that same meat. Clean meat isn't science fiction. As you'll hear in this audiobook, the world's first cultured hamburger was produced and eaten in 2013. True, it cost $330,000, aided by funding from Google co-founder Sergey Brin. But we should remember that it cost billions of dollars to scan the first human genome. And today, it costs just a few hundred dollars. In fact, by 2017, only 4 years after the first cultured burger tasting, the people who produced that first clean burger have already refined their process so that their costs are now a small fraction of that first burger. Competitors have already sprung up, including an American company that produced the world's first cultured meatball in 2016, at a comparatively bargain price of just $1,200. In 2017,